With a look at radio on the Go Sports for a Friday morning, I'm Dwayne Carstens reporting. We start with track and field from high school last night, where the Dighton-Hartford girls track and field team was the champion in Hampton at the Lady Bulldog Invitational hosted by Hampton Umatilla Cal. With 90 points, the Wolverines edged second place St. Ansgar by a point. John Mowinkle has more details.
D&H had first place finishes in the sprint medley 4x100 and 4x200. Head coach Rachel Cheeseman.
It's been really exciting. Earlier this week, we got second in a meet by half a point, and we talked a lot about how every point matters, and they really took that to heart, and they realized that seriously, every inch, every step, every point matters, and I really like to see how they take ownership of that, and it's really fun to see. So it's exciting that it all paid off tonight.
The team score came down to the final race, and a third-place finish in the 4x400 was just enough to keep the Wolverines atop the standings. West Fork placed third, including a first-place tie by Kiera Wood in the high jump and a second-place performance in the 4x400. Iowa Falls Alden placed fourth. Champions included Isabel Jansen in the 100 hurdles and Caitlin Archer in the high jump tie. Hampton Dumont Cal placed fifth. In her first season in the event, senior Lily Hambley won the 400 hurdles.
It felt really good running it tonight. I've been a pretty consistent 400 runner, so kind of just adding the hurdles was something new to me. Personally, I think it's kind of crazy. I never expected to be in this position, so I think it's kind of cool.
The Bulldogs won two more titles with Charlie Morton in the shot put and discus. Clarksville placed ninth. Emily Manwaren won the long jump. They had second place performances by Manwaren in the 200 and the 4x200. North Butler placed 11th, led by a second-place finish in the shuttle hurdle relay. Belmont Clummy placed 15th, led by the distance medley placing 6th.
And you can find complete results and interviews online at radioonthego.com. The Clarion Goldfield Dodge Boys track team hosted its annual cowboy relays yesterday, and several local teams were in attendance. West Fork finished runner-up, and Belmont Clummy was 5th. In Class B, Iowa Falls Alden was second, Hampton Dumont Cal third, CGD was fifth. In Class A, champions and runners-up included Belmont Clemmie's Braden Doherty second in the high jump, West Fork's Trevor Desmondes first in the 200 and first in the 400. Xavier Haller won the 400-meter dash and the high jump. Ryland Dornkamp was second in the 400. Aaron Erke second in the 3200. Jared Heitzhusen was second in the shot put, and the West Fork 4x100 was second place. For Clarion Goldfield Dows, they had Chaz Lane second in the high hurdles. Chaz Lane also talks a little bit about hosting the meet for his school and his finish in the hurdles yesterday.
It's a lot of fun. There's a lot of people here to watch. There's not many people that go to track meets that are far away, so it's really nice to see family and friends come to these meets. The win helped a lot there. It got my best time of the year. It was a close race. David is right behind me on my team, and the kid is right ahead of me. He was pushing me pretty hard, so this is a fun race. Yeah, let's hope to keep doing it and get some PRs for the whole team.
For Hampton Dumont Cal, they had Aiden Keene winning the high hurdles. Colin Bird won the low hurdles. Bo Morton was second in the shot put, and Colin Bird was second in the 400-meter dash. Shuttle hurdle was a champion for Hampton Dumont Cal. Also at Clarion, Andrew Bartlett for Iowa Falls Alden won the long jump. Cadets Brody McNeil tied for first in the high jump with his teammate Cade Olberding. Also, Carter DeBates won the discus for Iowa Falls Alden, and Andrew Bartlett was second in the 100. Levi Langfitt second in the 200. And in the relays, it was a first-place finish for the sprint medley relay of IFA, and the cadets had second-place finishes in the shuttle hurdle, distance medley 4x1, 4x2, 4x4, and 4x8. And Iowa Falls Alden senior Levi Langfitt talks about finishing second in the team race and the cadets' drive.
Second-place finish. I'm confident we're going to have a lot of first-place finishes after tonight because it left a lot of us hungry by losing only by 9. And that last race coming and them taking it from us, it leaves a little chip on our shoulder that we need to go get it. We got drive, and we're not going to give up no matter what's in our path. And when we take something, we take it with determination. And then we just plan to do that all season.
You can find more Cowboys Relays results online, also at radioonthego.com. Taking a look at some other track and field yesterday, the Hudson Boys Meet, Applington Parkersburg had a second place finish in the 4x400. Also for Clarksville, second place for Dawson Barnett in the shot put. For North Butler, first and seconds included Ezra Ameline winning the 3,200 meters and second in the 1,600. And also a second-place finish for the shuttle hurdle relay team for the Bearcats. At the Spartan Boys Invitational at Grundy Center, AGWSR had Chayton Smith tying for second in the high jump, and he was second also in the 1,600 meters. And Grundy Center had first place finishes for Grant Newton in the 100, Dayton Myers in the 800, Emerson Volts in the 1600, Pete Lebo in the high hurdles, first place finish for Lake Schragi in the 400-meter hurdles, and Jace Frisley was a winner in the two-mile run yesterday for Grundy Center, who also won the 4x2 and 4x4 at their own Spartan Boys Invitational. South Hardin had Shakiah Richmond winning the 200 and 400. Trevin Wheeler won the long jump, and Cameron Adams winning the shot put. Trevin Wheeler wins the high jump. Sam Benson wins the discus for South Hardin yesterday, who also won the 4x1, the 4x8, the distance medley relay at Grundy Center yesterday. The Hampton Dumont Cowgirls tennis team fell 8-2-1 at Clear Lake yesterday. Abby Dreyer did win the singles for the Hampton Dumont Cal Bulldogs for their lone win, 8-5, and the Bulldogs will return to action Friday by hosting Osage. The boys tennis team also lost to Clear Lake 8-1. The win for the Bulldogs was by Jerry Flores. He won 10-8 at number 4 singles. The girls soccer team fell 7-0 at Webster City after trailing just 1-0 at halftime. The Bulldogs received a red card and gave up 6 goals in the second half. The boys soccer team was defeated by Webster City 4-2 for their first loss of the season yesterday. Let's take a look at some other action. Girls tennis, Appleton Parkersburg defeated South Hardin 9-0. Boys tennis, it was Iowa Falls Alden falling to Seidel by a count of 5-4 yesterday. And in some other soccer, let's tell you some boys soccer, as Humboldt defeated Wright County 4-1. Iowa Falls Alden tied Clear Lake 2-2 yesterday. And APDNH soccer team United winning 10-0 at New Hampton yesterday. Some other girls soccer saw Humboldt defeat Wright County 4-1. Iowa Falls Alden kicked it up against Clear Lake, winning 2-0. And Dighton Hartford, a battle of rated teams, they fell to number 1 Denver 2-1. DNH rated number 8, but lost a 2-1 decision to the top-rated Cyclones yesterday. And the Appleton Parkersburg girls soccer team defeated Waterloo Columbus by a count of 2-1 today. And UNI softball is getting ready to go here for this weekend, and their coach Ryan Jacobs is looking for more consistency from the Panthers as they get set to open a 3-game Missouri Valley Conference series at home against Murray State tonight.
It's one thing to be able to handle a little bit of mistakes and errors and things like that. That's part of the game. But to not know what type of energy or what kind of focus or what kind of motivating factors are going to show up to the ballpark every day, I think that's tough. And so that's us continuing to learn our players and maybe figure out different buttons that we need to start pushing.
Jacob says a big reason for the lack of consistency is a lack of experience for the UNI softball team.
If you put it in front of their face and you tell them, here's the challenge, this is where we've not been good, or this is what we need to do different, they do that. But the not recognizing themselves and not staying a little bit more, detailed, focused, or disciplined to be able to do it themselves is where the frustration comes in.
And even with the lack of consistency, the Panthers are currently third in the Valley standings at 10-3, getting ready for their series this weekend in the MVC. Again, getting ready to play Murray State this weekend. And a lot of area golf and soccer and tennis today. We'll have the scorecard later for you. There is one track and field meet involving several area teams. We do want to mention South Hardin Invitational, 4:30 p.m. in Eldora. And that has AGWSR, Appleton Parkersburg, Grundy Center, South Hardin among the area teams competing there. And again, in soccer, we do have a match on the radio tonight. Actually, a couple matches, a doubleheader, is Appleton Parkersburg. Girls host Wright County at 5 p.m. And then following that, APDNH will play Waterloo Columbus. So AP and APDNH in a doubleheader against different teams today. We'll have that over on 98.9, which is 99 The Wave KQCR. I'm Dwayne Carson's reporting here on KLMJ for Radio on the Go Sports.